Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on the air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Or you can go to the NPR shop, where you can pick up the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me News Junkies 2007 page a day calendar.
Oh.
Again, this week that's dirty. Anyway, back to the game. Hi, everyone. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Hi, this is Jason Erlinger from Lake Arrowhead, California.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Jason Erlinger.
Jason Erlinger.
Yep.
That's an interesting name, Jason.
Thank you.
What do you do there in Lake Arrowhead? That's beautiful up there.
It is beautiful. I'm actually applying to graduate schools, so.
Mm-hmm. So you're hanging out. What are you going to be studying?
Political science.
Political science? Do you want to get into government?
Well, I'd like to actually sort of join the academy, maybe work at the university or something.
You want to teach political policy?
Yeah, that would be fun.
You can talk about, like, really important issues of public policy, like, how do you save an IM chat?
Right.
Stuff like that that's being discussed this week. Well, welcome to the show, Jason. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl? Carl Castle, once again, read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Fabulous.
All right, you ready to go?
Yep.
Here is your first quote.
How can I begin to tell you how utterly irrelevant this is for investors? There's so many ways and so little time.
That was an investor named Donald Rufkin writing at smartmoney.com. He was saying that a certain record set this week means absolutely nothing, even though it generated a lot of excitement. What went higher than it's ever gone before?
That would be the stock market.
Yes, well, specifically the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Very good. This week, the Dow closed above its previous high on one day. It's set a record. Made for a good headline, but real financial pros just shrugged because, you see, the Dow is just an index of 30 large-cap blue-chip stocks averaged as if an investor owned an equal number of each stock, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. I'm in public radio. If I knew anything about money, I'd go make some. Very good. Here's your next quote.
The Kornberg kids were legendary. They read The Cat in the Hat and then Biochemistry 101.
That's a former neighbor, a father and son, Arthur and Roger Kornberg. This week, Arthur and Roger became one of the rare cases where parent and child both have done what?
Nobel laureates.
Exactly right. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, every single child in America just became a disappointment to their parents. In comparison to Roger Kornberg, who won the 2006 Nobel in Chemistry 47 years after his dad won his for medicine. They're the seventh parent-child team to win separate Nobels, which strikes me as just nutty. Roger told the Los Angeles Times that he is not sure the prize will go to a third generation of Kornbergs. He says that his three children are, quote, interested in other things, unquote.
But so, don't you think it's great when, you know, a father puts something out there for a son to reach for? Like, my dad was employee of the month once. It hasn't been 47 years.
I know, so you still have time.
Yeah, I do.
All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
Hack headline writers around the world toasted their good fortune.
That's how Slate.com described the effect of a South Korean named Ban Ki-moon getting the nod to run what organization?
Not sure.
As soon as he takes the job, John Bolton will officially hate him.
Oh, right. He's going to become the new head of the UN.
Exactly right. Head of the UN.
Sorry.
There's a Ban Moon on the rise. You see how easy it is?
Oh, that's nice.
The UN South Korean diplomat Ban Ki-moon this week got the votes necessary to succeed Kofi Annan as UN Secretary General, leading to a renewed interest in Creedence Clearwater Revival songs. Analysts agreed that Ban Ki-moon represents the best-named UN leader since the halcyon days of Boutros Ghali. Ban Ki-moon beat candidates for the job, including the Jewish South American Maya Butthurts. Carl, how did Chasen do in our quiz?
Chasen went 3-for-3, Peter, so I'll be doing the message on his home answering machine.
Very well done,
Chasen.